Now let's run to the gold.
Hey, Adam, this is Trace from San Diego, and I noticed you've been talking a lot about the current credit crunch and what's happening in the economy, and I'm a monetary scientist, and I've actually put up a website to help explain some of these basics of monetary.
Love it. Monetary scientist. Come on in. Official savant. You're close to status, my friend. We need a better name, though. The official monetary scientist of the Charlie. Now, that sounds kind of good.
Science to people. It's called runtogold.com, runtogold.com. And there on the front page, I talk about the four main risks that are associated with cash balances, namely payment risk, counterparty risk, exchange rate risk, and...
I wouldn't mind to have a couple of tips. Yeah, we'll definitely take a look at the site, runtogold.com. I wouldn't mind if you gave the Charlie heads some tips on what to do with their money. Or should we be running to the gold and forget the paper?
Performance risk. And what we are seeing right now is risk is being repriced, not just with the U.S. dollar, but with all fiat currencies. And so... the system doesn't so much collapse as evaporate. And that's what we're seeing happen. Entire markets like auction rate securities, mortgage-backed securities, asset-backed commercial paper, etc., it's all evaporating. And the counterparties to these contracts, such as Bear Stearns, they really are too big to fail. Bear Stearns, for example, was subject to about $13.6 trillion of risk through derivative contracts that entered into. So there's no way that the Federal Reserve would let Bear Stearns fail, because then you have $13.6 trillion of other assets that are no longer insured or whatnot that counterparties held. Anyways,
so I wonder how that works. I wonder how much money you need, what percentage of that... yeah, that big trillions of dollars number do you need in reserves in order to be seen as a healthy counterparty? Again, this is what Soros is calling for. He's saying we should have a centralized system. We need it yesterday, where the credit worthiness of these types of trades, swaps, literally they're called swaps, like a swap meet only with lots of money, where the counterparties can be guaranteed they're not going to go out of business. Makes sense. Now that you're explaining the vastness of this, which, of course, I was kind of already onto. Wow.
My website, runtogold.com, outlines some of the basics on monetary policy, and I have some videos there by some of the leading monetary scientists in the world, like Dr. Antal Fekete and Robert Landis. He's JD from Harvard, and some of the others. Anyways, I think you might find some of it helpful, and it is a complex subject, and so I've tried to break it down so that it's easily understandable for people. Anyways, love your hair. Keep up the good work. All the good stuff. And signing off. Bye.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. There you go. The official monetary scientist of the Charlie.